actions were quick but smooth and steady, as only the truest of lovers know. With one fluid motion, my burning cock was back inside Sharon, burrowing in as deeply as humanly possible, bound by my strong palms affixed to her honeyed ass.
Oh,
Sharon gasped in intermittent gasps.
Deep.
Yeah, I lovingly answered, drawing in her tongue to my mouth, suckling it as I would a tangy morsel of the finest cuisine. Oh, Sharon, God! Her hips immediately fell into the mystical, risque rhythm I adored. Still in our prom attire, we began fucking like two untamed beasts. Oh, Sharon thrashed about, trying to dig herself in as deeply as she could. Oh, I felt her entire body tremble in my embrace, already close to the orgasmic rapture. Her perfume mixed with a sizzling scent of sweat and hot sex as I strove to be in her as deep as I could.
You're the best I've ever fucked. You're the best I've ever fucked.
Sharon gurgled in my ear, drenched by her saliva.
You know that, right, baby?
God, yes, Sharon, yes, I replied, as if a helpless child. I hope so. The scalding warmth of Sharon's pussy matched with my hands on that fantastic ass and hot breath on my face drove it all home. I bucked beneath her like a demented maniac, hell-bent on ramming Sharon with every ounce of strength I had. This was not your average run-of-the-mill teenage chick I was having sex with. Not some tacky, inexperienced, fearful female who just goes through the motions to get it over with. This was all woman. And to top it off, it was a beautiful woman who loved to fuck and desperately asked for seconds. As I thrashed up at her with all of my will, the years of wanton glazes and stolen fantasies flashed before my eyes. The sweet remembrance of my life on crush cemented in my body as I lifted her up before bringing her crashing down again on my cock, over and over as droplets of Sharon's sweat dripped on my face.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, you know how to fuck, boy.
Sharon snarled at me, closing her eyes as I could see her feel my cock twitch and lunge inside her beloved womb. As my body found its steady, powerful rhythm, I watched Sharon's facial reactions as my cock thrust in and out of her majestic womb. I could see Sharon's pent-up years of agony and deprivation wash away with each spear of my raging cock. Her upper lip curled as I slipped deeper than before, grazing her cervix delicately. A sudden jolt rocked her sweaty body as a loud cry erupted. What I prayed was the first hint of an orgasm taking root. I took the inkling that it was time for soft, soothing love to come into play as I let go of my angry grasp on her ass cheeks. And instead came soft, gentle pats and strokes on her lustrous backside, cajoling Sharon into a soft, loving pattern. I evidently guessed right as Sharon's jolts hit her again and again, maturing into full-body seizures, kissing her to seal her fate. I picked up my already courageous pace, kissing her to seal her fate, sawing in and out of her with the courage of a thousand armies.
Jesus! Oh! Oh! Fuck! Fuck yeah!
Sharon screamed while her voice bounced due to my pounding. Her lengthy golden tresses now rumpled and soaked with sweat, lie tasseled by her face as she tried to prop herself up. I had never seen a woman orgasm like this before, so I watched with commanding curiosity as I maintained my lustful thrusts. Her eyes clenched tightly, holding her breath as a tremor started in her groin, reverberating throughout her beautiful body. Her elbows gave way as she fell atop me.
Fuck! Fuck! Oh, baby!
Sharon screamed in my damp shoulders, her back bowed countless times. I loved watching this feeling Sharon suffer one of nature's most heavenly gifts. It was as if every muscle in her body compressed all at once, like a grand symphony playing heaven's most cherished sonata. I too felt my seed begin its fateful journey as I kissed a mouthful of Sharon's wet hair.
You gonna come? Oh, Mommy gonna make you come?
I could only wheeze a mumbled yes, concentrating on the fact that it was Sharon's luscious, velvety pussy gripping on my thrusting cock.
Don't pull out.
She dictated to me, still trying to cope with a magnificent onslaught of orgasmic bliss.
You're gonna come inside me, baby. Gonna take all of you.
That was it. Hearing the salacious tone of raw sexual power in her voice pushed me over the cliff. My natural instincts kicked in as my hands pulled her down over me, making sure that sweet ass wasn't going anywhere. That magnificent surge of cum locked me up as I balked. My flesh wreathed and crimped like a leaf in a tornado. I felt Sharon clutch the sides of my face, forcing me to look into her eyes.
Come inside me, son,
she lovingly urged. Oh, Mother God, I cried out, cupping handfuls of pure ripeness in my hands.
Yeah, call me Mother, baby. Yeah, yeah.
She reassured me, deeply kissing me as I felt the first surge explode from my cock. I snapped, nearly throwing Sharon off of me, but thankfully she stayed. All I could do was focus on this blinding orgasm and making sure I didn't pull out. Her lips found mine a second time as the torrents of my cum shot up into Sharon's womb. A fleeting and hopeful thought crossed my mind at that second. Making Sharon pregnant. Oh, that thought crippled me as I shoved my entire body up inside her, hopeful for that notion to become reality. We had never talked about her becoming pregnant before, but the more I thought about it, the more it turned me on. The idea that I could forever mark Sharon as my own with a baby took my breath away.
Come, come, baby.
Sharon chanted over and over as last blasts of seed graced her womb. I let out a long, as she steadily lifted and fell atop my cock, milking my cock and me for all I was worth. Selfishly, all I could imagine was making her pregnant, and I fucking loved it. Still riding in the back of the limo, I stayed inside Sharon, kissing and whispering like the truest of lovers. This was the best of the best, the deepest and most meaningful. I wanted Sharon as mine for all eternity. We finally made it to our presidential suite at the Galt House in Louisville, which Sharon had reserved a few days prior. Both of us were all over each other outside and on the way up to the room. Once inside, I could barely focus on the plush size of the room as I pushed Sharon back to the wall, continuing our scalding makeout session. I chewed, licked, and gnawed her as if a crazed animal, desperate for any taste of her. My cock had already bounced back to life before we left the limo, so I was praying that Sharon was as ready as I was. Judging from the intensity of her kisses and touch, I had a very good feeling that I would be safely back inside Sharon soon. I just didn't know where exactly. Sharon and I slowly made our way to the lavish master bedroom, leaving a trail of socks, underwear, and her bra as proof of our erotic deeds. Once in our room, I had Sharon bare breasted to my chest as I guided us back to the bed for the night. A flurry of kisses were spent, and at good cost. I loved looking at Sharon nude, inspecting her soft, bare shoulders that glowed into the orange hue of the night. Standing at the foot of our bed, arm in arm, I ran my hands down Sharon's back, clutching her alluring G-string thong she had just purchased. The plush softness of her thighs and ass underneath the material made me delirious with longing. My God, her skin was so incredibly soft and lush. So ripe. Just perfect to kiss and taste. Gazing down at the skin of her thighs and ass, I took notice of how it glowed with a deep tan richness. God almighty, I wanted to come right there just looking at this. The succulent swell of her jutting spheres of ass. How completely round they were. And yes, they were so big. Not fat or obese, but sweet Jesus, they were just right in size and shape. I always preferred a larger, bustier woman. And to think it was all because of Sharon. And here I was, taking it all in, breathing it in for love's sake. I knelt in front of Sharon slowly, drawing sweet tiny kisses down her chest and across her lavish stomach. Using the backs of both of my hands, I lovingly caressed each pumpkin of ass. Sharon sighed heavily as my skin grazed hers.
Oh, God, I love having you touch me like that.
She confessed, planting my lips to her right hip bone. I lazily dragged my mouth around to see the beautiful dark cleave that split those cheeks. Oh, I groaned aloud, nearly losing my senses just by looking at that gorgeous ass. Curling the G-string around both fingers, I slowly began pulling that thong down ever so slowly, watching the fabric ease its way downward across the radiant golden peaks of her ass.
Oh, baby,
Sharon mumbled. With each passing second, I was becoming more and more of an ass man. I wanted this ass no matter what. Oh, my God, I gasped as the thong slipped down past her thick thighs. Now, finally free, I shifted Sharon around to plant an open-mouthed kiss to her left cheek, sealing my lips to the ass. I moaned, kneading her cheeks with subtle elegance. Sharon's footing slipped as she arched her back, leaning over our bed slightly. Her palms downward, she rested her weight so my backside feast could proceed.
Oh, fuck. I've wanted someone to do this all my life.
My sodden kiss crept down the cheek, marinating the crest of it, running my tongue all across its velvety skin. I was redefining the age-old phrase, kiss my ass, giving it an entirely new, more deserving significance. With her stooped over, I could now take in the full glory of her entire back, thighs, and ass. I loved looking at the deep valley of her spine that accented her back so elegantly. I loved how that hollow dipped down and out to form the fleshy ass that I was now thankfully sucking on. I saw Sharon's head sway from side to side, veering slowly in agonizing ecstasy.
Yes. Kiss my big fucking ass. Oh, God, yeah.
She purred. With that, I shifted over to kiss her ass crack, slowly sinking my mouth, nose, and face between the delicious cleavage of ass.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Breathe it in. Breathe it in.
She somehow moaned. I groaned my approval, muffled by big, soft orbs of her ass on each side of my face. I had never gone this far with any female, and I loved it, absolutely loved it. I'd finally buried my face in the very ass that I'd coveted all my life. The same ass that called to me over time. The same backside that had been hidden by every kind of imaginable dress, skirt, and denim. Now, my God, this was unbelievable. All I could do was kiss as much ass flesh as I could, taking my time to bask in this magnificent ass. I lifted both hands to rest on each cheek, gently patting them as I watched small, tiny ripples of my pants race across her cheeks.
You like that? You like to breathe it in?
Sharon barely gasped. The golden flesh of her swollen bottom came into view, her caramel cheeks peeking out from below the delicate pink peach halves of her motherly cunt. Her ass was exquisite, round, full, and so damn gorgeous, the skin so lusciously smooth and lacking any blemishes or signs of age. Her posture caused her rear to jut out provocatively, and I wasted no time dropping to one knee. Leaning forward, I placed a light kiss first on her left cheek, then her right. My lips barely grazing the perfect skin. I didn't want to press too hard because I didn't want to alter its impeccable shape. Above me, I could hear Sharon sigh at the loving contact.
You're unbelievable. So unbelievable.
You're unbelievable, I muttered, placing more kisses on the creamy skin as I moved progressively closer to the savory cleavage of her ass once more. After a moment, I lifted both hands, sliding them across her meaty calves and up the backs of her knees until I reached her backside. Using both palms, I gripped the bronze flesh of each cheek and spread them apart, displaying her cloistered treasure to me. Sharon shuddered.
Oh, fucking shit.
She exhaled, winded and eager as to what I would do next. I could feel the heat on my face even from several inches away, and her damp perfume filled my nostrils. After a lifetime of fantasy and intrigue, I couldn't resist any longer. I leaned in, my nose just inches away from the glistering star of her exotic asshole. Slowly, I flared my nostrils, inhaling the dirty jungle smell. Oh, Jesus, was all I could say. Taking in the pheromone-charged odor, her humid ass smell making my senses reel. It was feminine and filthy, girlish and depraved, the very essence of what it meant to fuck. My cock, already blistering hard, instantly began to swell even more. I pulled her cheeks even further apart, extending my tongue and licked broadly up her crack, starting at the bottom where her tangy cunt juices were strongest, slowly working my way up past her perineum until I reached the sour core of her asshole. I felt Sharon tremble at the contact of my lips into her anus. I was slow and deliberate, French kissing her hole like I did her mouth just moments ago. Gently and lovingly pushing my tongue inside, probing her sweet, swollen ass lips. Throughout my ass worship, all I could envision were the years of hopeful stares and countless fantasies I had of Sharon's fantastic ass. The taste of her hole was as strong as the smell, primal and bitter, like her cunt, and yet not. I probed as far inside her as I could, and when I couldn't penetrate any deeper, I pulled back out and swathed my tongue across her opening in lazy, slow circles before sliding in her yet again. Gradually, I became aware of Sharon pushing back against my face. It was subtle, but she was clearly trying to help me tongue fuck her as deeply as possible, pushing back to meet my penetrating journey. The heat from her vagina had intensified too, radiating across my chin and neck like an open flame. Time ceased to matter as I devoured her ass. Everything was lost in a fog of smell and taste and texture. The only thing in the world that mattered to me was Sharon and her incredible ass. Finally, I couldn't bear the ache of my cock any longer, and I reluctantly tore my lips away from her rear. The star-shaped hole was sloppy and coated with my spit, and the flesh blushed a humiliated shade of dark pink. Oh, I have to have this ass. I need to come in you, I told her, rising up and unzipping my trousers.
Yeah,
she muttered, swaying those syrupy big hips at me like food to a starving animal. Sharon glanced back over her shoulder at me, her golden brown tresses covering one eye.
You're gonna make love to my ass, baby,
she whispered back, her voice timid and almost childlike. However, she made no effort to move from her position bent across the front of our bed. I couldn't reply. I simply spit crudely into my palm and smeared the saliva over the head of my cock before guiding it forward between the globes of her ass. Sharon flinched at the contact of my hard organ with her hole, but I was insistent and continued to push forward into her. My heart thrashed in my chest as the surreal actuality that I was about to take Sharon's ass. I had truly accomplished the impossible dream. Honestly, I couldn't say what was sexier, that fact, or her luscious ass below me, granting me this lifelong honor. With my right hand, I poised the wide head of my stalk at her asshole, watching in breathless awe as I burned that timeless image into my brain. With tender respect and unhurried commitment, I leaned in with all of my weight and inspiration behind me. Tiny quakes of apprehension and astonishment shook each scrumptious orb of ass, while Sharon's hands clutched the bedspread in quivering anticipation. I need you. I need your ass. Barely whispered as I observed the small flaps of her asshole lovingly sheathe around the purplish head of my cock.
Oh, fuck, baby.
Sharon blurted, grunting and holding her breath as if I was pushing her out of an airplane.
Talk to me. Tell me how it feels. Your first real ass.
I knew I was up against many years of inflexibility and resistance. I balked at the sensation of the outer ring of her asshole, tight and so damn protective. Yet I had to remind myself that this was a first for both of us, and knew that love and respect had to be in play here. Slowing down, I caught my breath and took in the glorious vista of Sharon's deep, bronzed ass below me, all hunched over and curved, just like I had imagined for so long. God, she was so fucking beautiful like this. Just as nature had intended. It must have been a few moments before I finally felt my cock pop inside her. Oh, both of us gasped in crushing ecstasy, overcome with the reality that we were both experiencing the beauty and joy of pure anal sex. I shuddered as an amazing rush of meaty warmth enveloped my eager cock. Looking upward, I still couldn't believe this, and quietly thanked the gods of love and rapture for being bestowed this timeless honor of a woman's beautiful ass. Oh, I slowly buried my boiling erection inside her bowels, pushing willfully forward until the soft half-moons of her butt were pressed firmly against my sweat-soaked thighs. Oh, it was a shock to enter her anally. How fluidly she opened up to accept me deep into her beloved rectum. Oh, Sharon, I babbled like a helpless child. I'm inside the sweet ass.
God, that ass you've been looking at all these years.
God, yes, I gasped, enamored by how she knew what I was feeling for so long. Both my hands rested on Sharon's narrow waist as I pulled her back against me insistently, making sure I was far inside her as humanly possible. Sharon instantly drew out a loud gasp of air, as if I had just shot her. Oh, I couldn't go any deeper, but held still for several long seconds, just savoring the heat deep within her guts and the tight grip of her conquered ass. When I finally moved, I moved slowly, taking my time with drawing, backing out inch by inch until just as the head of my cock remained ensconced within her gripping bowels.
Feels so fucking good. so good. Inside my big ass like this.
Sharon wordlessly grunted as I pushed forward again. Slowly. Not so much a thrust as it was an exploration. An attempt to see how deep I could push inside this beautiful ass. She looked back over her shoulder at me, watching my facial reactions as I stabbed her. I held still again, letting the sensations wash over me, savoring the sight of her asshole stretched obscenely around my cock, enjoying watching Sharon, watching me. Holding still, I thought I could almost feel her heartbeat through my cock. Every time I think about your ass, you drive me crazy, I whispered to her as I pulled out with painstaking slowness. I can't concentrate. I just think about what your ass tastes like, what your pussy smells like, I said, grinding back against her again before slowly withdrawing.
I always knew you'd be an ass man. I saw you all those years looking at my ass. Now you have it, baby. You really have it.
God, I almost came right there when she said that. She really knew. I pulled out just until the head of my brick remained inside her. And then I roughly thrust forward, bottoming out inside her ass. I stayed like that for a few seconds, as deep as possible inside her. My thighs pressed against that smooth-ass flesh, grinding my body against hers as if trying to push even deeper inside. Then slowly I withdrew, pulling back out just until the head remained, before resuming the marvelous cycle. Our reflections were captured clearly in the tall mirror leaning against the back wall of the closet, my sweaty frame hulking over Sharon's healthy hourglass body. She looked nearly helpless in the reflection, like I was taking her without consent. Her body rocked back and forth over the bed with each thrust. I reached up with my hand and turned her head so she could see the reflection as I thrust. Look, I urged her, my voice forceful but soft as she stared at the same image. The reflection of me sodomizing her lovingly over our bed of passion. You see that? Me inside you? Up your ass? I asked, looking deep into her eyes through the reflection. Sharon nodded, her misty eyes meeting mine in the glass. My thrusts jarring her fertile body back and forth, her lengthy golden locks swishing with her body's rhythm. Please say you're mine. Always, I thrust again, burying my penis as deep in her guts as I could go, my pelvis milling against her bountiful rear. With one free hand, I reached beneath her, my fingers trailing through the soft down of her bush until I found the hard nub of her clit.
Yours,
she replied simply, her eyes still fixed on mine. Her asshole was freakishly dilated around the base of my rod. The ring of muscle was strained and purple as I opened her up around the widest portion of my cock's root as I entered her fully. I could feel how wet she was with each thrust as my balls began to slap against her pussy. Your ass is never going to be closed. It's always going to be stretched open, full of my spit or my cum. I watched her face carefully as I withdrew slowly and then reversed, refilling her colon with hard, genuine cock. I began running slow clockwise circles on her button with my fingers. I could see her eyes widen briefly as the electric shock of that contact sizzled up her spine.
More.
Oh. juicy ass.